It's the people who go to Marine to work who pay the city's costs, like the staff at Chappie's, a popular bar and grill.
My name is Jenny, and I'm here at Chappie's.
Jenny Kester says she'd be okay with an income tax increase.
I know they lost lots of jobs from GM, so that's what it takes to make up for a little bit. I don't have a problem with it.
But her coworker, Ashlyn Kearney, does have a problem with it. She's a single mom, and she says she works constantly for barely enough money.
We're paying all of these taxes, and they keep tacking on more things. They need to figure out other ways to get what they need instead of taking from me. If they're taking from me, they're stealing from me.
Over at Moraine City Hall, City Manager Dave Hicks says they've already tightened their belts a lot.
All the employees that work for the City of Moraine took a 10% pay cut in 2010, and that's still in effect today.
Moraine's been low on cash because it's been shedding jobs. In 2005, income taxes generated almost $20 million for the city. This year, they're expected to produce just $12 million. They've also seen a 50% cut in funds from the state.
So while it's great that the state talks about balancing their budget, if you simply take money from other people to balance your budget, that's not really being very effective in cost containment.
Hicks says the tax increase would help the city keep the roads, sewers, and fire trucks working. And even though Moraine has seen some good news this year with the announcement of a new tenant for the old GM plant, he says they're replacing thousands of jobs with hundreds of jobs. Lewis Wallace, WYSO.